fish, handguns and vehicles, money to get fresh, knew that I received new robbery, anything to try to escape poverty, blue BMs, but the guts, look at mahogany, down on the pavement for a down payment on property, everything is trendy, spinning downtown with this little chick, who love to keep a 40 in the Fendi, used to rap without an audience, nigga think this, you can clap without an audience, up in the hood, watch the school, you put your shorty in, might be the one after pushing them, put the water in, so foul at, fear is a slight chance, gun up in my night pants, weed in my night socks, running in my night shoes, money in my night box, lose or you win, nigga, every time the dice stop, even the father ones, a 50-50 chance, you ain't live this life, nigga, you ain't fit to dance, with the devil in the ballroom, niggas clear the mall, not with guns, but with money now, nigga, we need more room, look at the cars that the lawyers drive, we ain't catch no cases, my nigga, I bet we all survive, now I'm trying to think on a pattern to keep us all alive.
Peace and blessings. This is DBJ, and this is the Call World Podcast on Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope life's treating you well. We made it to the end of the week. We got one more day to go, y'all. And today is Throwback Thursday. So on today's episode, we're going to be discussing a lot of things. A lot of various topics, always discussing racism and stereotypes and things being fair. You know, that's one of my main goals in life is for things to be fair for everyone. You know what I mean? So we're going to get some content together, just up getting ready for work, sipping on my coffee, watching CNN. And with that, I'm going to let Charlie out, you know, let the dog out. Feed the cat, all that kind of stuff, and just finish getting ready for my day. But be looking for content today. Definitely going to be pushing out some podcasts today and the rest of this weekend. So be looking for that. Stay safe out here. Go do some good for somebody. And until the next one, peace. For my family that's listening, I love you guys, appreciate you, and I'll see y'all soon. Hey, baby.
Yeah.
If we do the staycation,
yeah.
We gotta go somewhere where we gotta at least be on the third floor, though.
Yeah.
I don't like being in hotels where we're on the first floor or second floor. I don't trust it. Because somebody could break in through the window. What you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's possible, yeah.
No, but for real though, when we plan our trip,
yeah,
to California,
yes,
I think it's sad that we got to do all this extra digging around to make sure there's no racial bullshit going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it is what it is.
I mean, we could also do what other people do and just say, fuck it, we're going where we want.
Oh, for sure.
But I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
Right. I'm about to have a cigarette. Mm-hmm. So what kind of crime do you want to watch? 48 Hours, what's that one? First 48, 2020, 48 Hours Mystery, Forensic Files.
Yeah. mean, I could have first 48 playing all night.
First 48?
Yeah.
But you know, I wish there were more white criminals on First 48. You notice how most of the criminals are black?
Yeah, I do notice that.
That's crazy. Remember when they were going to come to Milwaukee? First 48, and they were like, hell no.
Well, because it shows like the worst part of your city.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You
didn't hear about what's happening in Waukesha?
What?
The little Oshkosh. It says Oshkosh pub crawl results in 5 arrests, shots fired, 48 citations, and about 100 calls for police. It says police arrested 5 people and issued 48 citations and responded to the report of shots being fired during the annual unsanctioned pub crawl event. See, it says unsanctioned pub crawl event near UW Oshkosh, April 13th. The department said in a news release, April 15th, that the city had a large increase in pedestrian traffic in and around the university during the event, which saw an increase in house parties. Those are all white people. Ain't no black people. Ain't that many black people out there to even throw a house party. You know what I'm saying, baby?
Yeah.
It says, officers with department's mobile field force worked throughout the day to increase how enforcement presence in the residential areas near the campus, department said. It said, around 9:30 p.m., officers responded to a large outdoor physical disturbance involving about 100 people. White officers. Well, shit, it is. Ain't no black officers in Oshkosh. It says wild, but it might as well say white. So white officers were investigating that incident. It was reported several gunshots were heard in the area while officers were on the scene. It says officers found several shell casings, and after further investigation, they arrested a 20-year-old Oshkosh man on suspicion of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, felon in possession of a firearm, felony bail jumping, possession of THC, second offense, and possession of MDMA, second offense. Yeah, that's a white dude. He got caught with some meth. Ain't MDMA meth?
No.
Oh, that's that Molly shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got caught with that. Yeah, that's a white drug. No one was hurt and no damage to property was reported as a result of the shots being fired, police said. The department said its mobile field force officers and patrol officers responded to about 100 calls for service in the area of the pub crawl event. 3 of the citations they wrote were for underage consumption, possession of alcohol, and 39 for open intoxicants. And then following arrests listed by location were made. Ooh, they got a list. Open intoxicants. Yeah, that's white people. It is, ain't it, baby?
I would say that's not always true.
But okay, Oshkosh, drinking, 20-year-old. It says 20-year-old Oshkosh, man, disorderly conduct. That's white people. Their behavior is horrible sometimes. That's a white dude. Those are white people. 100 white at a house party. Possession of MDMA. Come on, baby. That's a safe stereotype. Hi. What's up, Marley? Come on. You can't eat any more food tonight, honey. All right, look. It says Irving Elmwood, a 20-year-old Oshkosh man, was arrested on suspicion of disorderly conduct, threats to a law enforcement officer, and for violating his probation. That's a white dude, and I bet you...
So maybe you should go to CCAP.
We're going to go to CCAP. We're going to look these up, yep, because they got the shit listed. 600 block of Wisconsin. This is out there in Oshkosh, not Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee. A 21-year-old... You want some of the cigarette, baby?
No, I'm
going
to show.
A 21-year-old Fond du Lac man was arrested on suspicion of disorderly conduct, battery, possession of marijuana, and resisting arrest. Police said he battered a female and pushed several other individuals at a party. That's a white dude. Because he hit a girl and he pushed several individuals. Because white dudes don't like fighting. They like to wrestle and shit. Because they normally ain't good fighting. You know what I'm saying? They can't throw hands real good. So they want to fight. They want to wrestle you. It says a 21-year-old Fond du Lac. Oh, I did that. 21 Fond du Lac man. See, it says a 21-year-old Fond du Lac man was arrested on suspicion of disorderly conduct. Lincoln and Wisconsin. These are Oshkosh streets.
Yeah, look at Marley. She's like mad at me because I'm in here.
Are you mad at your mom's? Well, we have two bathrooms, honey. You can't take this one all up. Yeah, our cat acts like she owns the bathroom. So Lincoln in Wisconsin, a 20-year-old Sheboygan man. These are white kids or white young adults. A 21-year-old Sheboygan man was arrested on suspicion of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. The police said he repeatedly lied to officers about his identity.
Well, of course.
And then, what do you need, babe? You need
lotion or anything? No, I was just wondering what that spotlight thing is outside. There's two lights. Am I crazy?
No, I see them too. They're like white.
Yeah.
I don't know what those are. Damn. Yeah, I don't know what they are. They need to get a boat in this river and start looking. This shit's crazy. All right, so this last one is on Lincoln and Wisconsin Street out there. It says officers were investigating a disturbance and arrested a 21-year-old Milwaukee man on suspicion. So it was one black dude that ventured out there. They said a 21-year-old Milwaukee man on suspicion of disorderly conduct, carrying a concealed weapon, brass knuckles. Black dude with a... Nah, that ain't no black dude. Just because he's from Milwaukee don't mean he's black.
But carrying a concealed weapon could just having it in your pants.
Right. No, I'm saying about the... It says he had brass knuckles. We don't carry around brass knuckles. Back in the day, we did. Because I had a pair back in... I'm talking about back in the day when we lived on Sherman.
That just reminds me of like Superfly or something.
But he had brass knuckles.
So 70s, right?
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's a white... These are all white crimes. We're going to go on there and look them up, though. Pub crawl. Yeah, and ain't 100 black people going all the way out to Oshkosh for a holiday.
Unless they go to school there.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we'll have to look into it.
So that's, we're gonna dig that
just
up.
Just to either prove or disprove.
Mm-hmm.
Because you shouldn't assume.
That's a very safe bet. You can read between the lines and tell these are all white kids. And you know what I'm shocked about, actually? Is that they published it, because you a lot of times them white areas up there in them rurals, they hide the crime sometimes, because a lot of times, look, because here's the thing, them areas are small, right? And a lot of times, because it's a prison out there too, a lot of times in them areas way up there where there ain't very many people, and half the people in the city are actually in the joint, you know, a lot of them cops, COs and shit, they know each other. So when their little kids get in trouble and shit like that, and like breaking people's garages and shoot off guns and all that kind of shit, and steal and things like that,
the cops
cover it up. They don't really because they know.
But Oshkosh isn't like a small town.
But it is small compared to Milwaukee.
Well, yeah.
It's small.
I'm just saying it's not like a small rural town.
Shit, yeah, I guess, but what do you think, Marley?
She's like, why is my mom in here?
And then Charlie's right here. What's up, bro? Are we done taking him out for the night? Okay. All right, I'm going to go in here and see what else people are doing wrong. What's up? Shout out Abby Phillips, CNN. We got the CNN. Hey, baby, she's hollering at Nancy Pelosi. She's interviewing Nancy Pelosi right now. Nancy Pelosi.
As it relates to the provision of legal aid to Israel.
Well, what we have said.
So that's messed up, though. Oh, speaking of that, that was some white crazy man that tried to kill her husband, ain't it?
An investigation.
They try. Ain't that right, Marley? Yeah, it was some crazy white man that didn't he break in Nancy Pelosi's house up there in San Francisco and tried to kill him with a hammer or some shit like that?
Yes.
Yeah, see? They're cold and callous.
nonetheless.
Yeah, she's on there. You need some lotion, baby?
Letter that we sent was very
you need lotion?
In terms of
Police alleged sophisticated organized crime ring plan to use most of the gold and cash to traffic firearms into Canada. I couldn't even go to Canada until I get our paper, right? That's crazy.
A long time.
I want to look up racism in Canada. They got to experience it. Like the black Canadians up there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it might not be as intense as it is here. Because in America, you know, in the United States, we got all kinds of different people here. So there's a bunch of different people for white people to hate on.
Israel. So understand that this is,
I mean, there's racism in every, you know what I'm saying?
However,
but I'm saying
a lot of different races in Canada as well.
Managed has to be in a way.
But not for the most part, because they don't let nobody up in there. They don't really don't want no black people up in there, really, to be honest with you. They banned Styles P for going there. Dave East, they banned Dave East.
They just don't allow people in Israel.
But he ain't.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Years.
Dave East saying they ain't got no records no more.
No, I mean you have to be.
I mean they got records. I'm saying they ain't on paper or nothing.
You have to have so many years.
That's crazy, man.
So of like being off of paper.
So even when I get off paper, I wouldn't be able to go. I'd have to wait for a certain amount of time.
Right. I think so. I don't know the specifics.
We're gonna have to look that up right now. I don't. I don't think.
Sometimes I'm an encyclopedia.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah. I just don't feel like I'd want to go to Canada.
Marketplace of ideas that they would have to.
I don't know.
And all traces back to the previous speaker.
All right. Let's see. We got one more here. See what these criminals are doing. Turn the volume up. Here we go. Y'all ready?
Office arresting this couple for neglect.
Based upon the level of outright torture that this baby had to endure, I wish there was something else we could charge them with.
A horrifying child abuse case unfolding tonight. The Bexar County Sheriff's Office arresting this couple for neglect that will send chills down your spine. A one-year-old baby girl is in the hospital because of it.
According to investigators, the infant was burned on Friday night
with boiling water.
Amanda Mann and Dustin Lawrence allegedly waited over 24 hours before taking the baby to the hospital. As Sheriff Javier Salazar says, in the meantime, they injected the baby with meth to treat the pain from the burns.
Holy shit. Hold on, y'all. Hey, baby. Yeah. Holy shit. Here, check this shit out. Yeah, I'm gonna come to you.
I'm coming.
You wanna see what these people did here?
Yeah.
Come on, I'll show you. Let me show you, baby. They're out here bad. Dustin Michael Lawrence, 30 years old, charges endangering child, state jail felony, endangering child, risk B, state jail felony, injuring child, SBI reckless. I don't know because their charges read different whatever state they're in. Fourth charge, abandoning endangering child with intent. And that's a state jail felony. Here, I'm going to play this back for Michelle. Check this out, baby.
Based upon the level of outright torture that this baby had to endure, I wish there was something else we could charge them with.
A horrifying child abuse case unfolding tonight. The Bexar County Sheriff's Office arresting this couple for neglect that will send chills down your spine. A one-year-old baby girl is in the hospital because of it.
According to investigators, the infant was burned on Friday night with boiling water. Amanda Mann and Dustin Lawrence allegedly waited over 24 hours before taking the baby to the hospital. As Sheriff Javier Salazar says, in the meantime, they injected the baby with meth to treat the pain from the burns. The sheriff says the mother took the baby to the hospital the following day, then abandoned her there.
Hopefully this baby's going to make it. That's what we're certainly all praying for right now. But should something else happen to that baby, I can guarantee you we will run to upgrade charges on these folks.
What black people do you know do shit like that?
or what Mexican do you know does shit like that? There ain't no Mexican that has time to do shit like that. Like my buddy Leo, dude works two jobs all day. When's he got time to do that kind of shit to anybody? When does Ray Ray got time to do that shit to somebody?
Mm-hmm. The sheriff says several other kids were found in the RV. They were living in, including a two-year-old, a six-year-old, an eight-year-old, and two-month-old twins who were born at the home with no medical attention since birth.
Tonight, neighbors in the southeast neighborhood are left stunned.
Fox SA's Amanda Henderson joining us live with more on this horrific case. Amanda.
Ryan, you said it best. Chills down your spine when you hear of the details of the alleged abuse this little girl went through. I mean, it's really just tough to hear officials saying that the one-year-old's skin coming off due to the severe burns. And there are also allegations she was shot up with meth 14 to 18 times. And as she fights for her life, her neighbors now want to see laws change to protect other children from suffering abuse.
The house at the end of the street is known among this southeast neighborhood. Tina Williamson and Victoria Espinoza paint the picture.
It's just been a lot of activity there ever since we moved here. I think it was last August.
The sisters say only today did they learn the full extent of what was happening in the House of Horrors. 31-year-old Amanda Mann and 30-year-old Dustin Michael Lawrence were arrested on Sunday after Mann allegedly left her one-year-old at the hospital with burns on 17% of her body. The toddler also tested positive for methamphetamine, allegedly with 14 to 18 syringe marks on her body. A six-year-old in the home also testing positive for meth. The two adults now faced a long list of charges, including endangering a child.
I was like, how can you do that? Those are your children. Mm-hmm. But no, we didn't know. I didn't know it was right there.
Other neighbors tell us they have seen a young child, either 5 or 6 years old, walking the fence line unsupervised, reporting it to the Bexar County Sheriff's Office. Sources tell us investigators with Child Protective Services have had involvement with the family since 2020, but no legal action was taken. The Texas Department of Family and Protective Services telling us tonight the state has custody of all the children involved, but could not confirm further involvement with the family.
If someone reported them, they should have investigated that more in depth.
Joseph Holscher practices child welfare law. He explains the process of removing children from a home.
Beginning in 2017, the legislature started tightening up the rules about when CPS could take people's children. And they have to show more evidence than they have previously in medical cases. The parents are entitled to a second opinion about child abuse before removal occurs or immediately afterwards in some situations. Each subsequent legislature, the rules have gotten tougher.
They might go to a White House.
So right now it's very difficult to remove children absent some type of imminent threat or danger.
Like, and he also says in this case, there's no question CPS is warranted to take the children from their parents. He says now the question becomes, what cases were previously opened, if there were any at all? And did the laws keep CPS from removing the children before things escalated? Matt Henderson, Fox SA.
Based upon the level of outright torture that this baby had to endure, I wish there was something else we could charge them with.
A horrifying child abuse case unfolding tonight. The Bexar County Sheriff's Office arresting this couple for neglect that will send chills down your spine. A one-year-old baby girl is in the hospital because of it.
According to investigators, the infant was burned on Friday night with boiling water. Amanda Mann and Dustin Lawrence allegedly waited over 24 hours before taking the baby to the hospital. The sheriff, Javier Salazar, says in the meantime, they injected the baby with meth to treat the pain from the burns. The sheriff says the mother took the baby to the hospital the following day, then abandoned her there.
Okay, that's it. That's enough.
Allegations, disturbing allegations against a Michigan State University employee.
A health physicist is accused of sexually abusing a dog. He was arraigned in court earlier today.
7 Action News reporter Brian Abel is live on the campus in East Lansing tonight. Brian.
Yeah, the 51-year-old who's an expert, a safety expert in radiation, so he was likely checking the campuses, the labs here on campus and at satellite facilities, but he's been suspended by MSU ever since they were made aware of sexual abuse allegations involving an animal.
Damn.
Joe Hattie
is not available.
No.
Dude was fucking the dog. This old white man. His name is Joseph Hattie. H-A-T-T-E-Y. Joseph Hattie. Dude sleeps with animals. I want to throw up. All right, here, I'm going to turn it back on. You can hear what this crazy man is doing.
Answer on the Michigan State University office phone of Joseph Hattie. The health physicist was in custody of Ingham County Sheriff's after his sodomy arrest for allegedly sexually abusing a basset hound. He was released after his Monday arraignment. No answer at Hattie's Holt home either. Attorney General Bill Schutte's office says sometime between January and March of this year, Hattie committed bestiality. The dog did not belong to MSU and was taken and is being housed by Ingham County Animal Control, who are also the lead investigators. MSU says it suspended Hattie after learning of the criminal investigation on April 17th, and in a statement says in part that Hattie's position does not work with students, patients, or animals, and the university police are providing digital forensic support in the investigation.
There's also an intense fear of rejection.
Psychiatrist Gerald Shiner says the motivation could be simple.
They're not going to be turned down. They're not going to have their feelings hurt. No one's going to, their partner is not going to make fun of them.
Wow.
Hattie's neighbors shocked at the allegations.
She said, wow, only white men do that. And white women will be tongue kissing their dogs and shit too. There's video on here. I can pull those up too. The white people will be kissing their dogs. All right, let's see what this next fella's doing. This white fella.
Tacoma Pierce County Crime Stoppers.
The Pierce County Sheriff's Department is looking for a convicted sex offender. 54-year-old Henry Hauser cut off his GPS tracking device,
dude,
and a warrant
like a
has been issued for his arrest. He's had several convictions for sex offenses and is believed to be driving a black Mazda pickup truck.
Earn up to $1,000. Remain anonymous. We need your help. Crime Stoppers. Tacoma Pierce County Crime Stoppers.
The Pierce County Sheriff's Department is looking for a convicted sex offender. 54-year-old Henry Hauser cut off his GPS tracking device and a warrant has been issued for his arrest. He's had several convictions for sex offenses and is believed to be driving a black Mazda pickup truck.
They're always driving
pickup trucks. $1,000. Remain anonymous. We need your help. Crime Stoppers.
Them crazy ass pedophiles. It don't matter. A lot of them white people drive them four pickup trucks. If your kid goes missing, they're probably in a Ford pickup truck or some bullshit like that. All right, let's see what this last crazy individual.
It was a tragic crime that shocked one community and still haunts law enforcement to this day. A 15-year-old convicted for the brutal rape and murder of his own aunt in Columbus County. But now the state Supreme Court says his sentence was too harsh. WCT's Anne McAdams joins us now with a ruling that came down late last week. And it could help Riley Connor to get out of prison.
This is about to be some white privilege shit. This is a example of white privilege right here. When black people and brown people talk about white people having white privilege, listen up. I'm sure this is going to be a great example. Here we go. It's class time, I guess, for the whites. For the whites that don't know or that are naive, this is an example of white privilege.
A little sooner than expected.
Fran, yes. In 2016, the troubled teen attacked his aunt, raping her before using a shovel to beat her to death. The district attorney said it is one of the most brutal crimes he has ever seen in 25 years on the job. Riley Connor had a horrendous childhood. His parents were addicted to drugs, in and out of prison since he was born. By 9 years old, he was smoking pot and doing opioids by 13.
That's just crazy because the little 10-year-old black boy here that shot his mom for the video game or she wouldn't get him the thing. Now, that was some fucked up ass shit to do. But they're trying to do as an adult and shit.
Right.
Dude's about to spend the rest of his life in prison. Even if they wouldn't have tried the 10-year-old as an adult and they just went, I don't even know why they are making a big deal out of that. Because, you know what I'm saying? I've been in prison. I know how that shit works. I've seen plenty 16, 17-year-olds. I ain't seen a 10-year-old in there. But my point is,
whether they tried him as an adult or not, he was going to ease his way into to adult prison anyways. You know what I'm saying? Once he turned 18, he was going to go to Waupun, depending on what time he gets. So I don't even know why they're wasting their time. But my point is, they're about to send dude away forever, right? And this white dude right here sounds like he's about to get out or some shit.
Dean. Connor bounced around between the homes of extended relatives, was expelled from school in sixth grade, and left largely unsupervised in a neighborhood known for drugs and prostitution. He admitted to the brutal rape and murder of his aunt, Felicia Porter, but the court found his 45-year prison sentence before he was eligible for parole too severe for a juvenile offender who suffered a chaotic childhood.
I'm disappointed by the ruling of a divided Supreme Court panel, but nonetheless, we will abide by that court's decision. However, in doing that, I want to reassure the citizens of Columbus County that we will fight very hard to keep Riley Connor in prison for as long as possible.
That's crazy. That's what I'm saying. I'm sitting here, man. That's crazy. Ain't that crazy, though? Yep. So that's what they're out here doing, y'all. Not making stuff up when I'm talking about stuff. I'm back it up with, you know, some facts. And reports and news clips and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Because then all, at the end of the day, the people that I talk about are doing the bad stuff. All they can do is be as mad. They can just be mad about it. But they can't be mad at me. I'm not doing the stuff. I'm doing good. I've been out 11 years. I don't do crimes and shit. I don't do that bullshit. I'm not criminal. So, I got receipts, proofs in the pudding. So, anyways, hey, baby.
Yeah.
So about the staycation, are we gonna? We want to do downtown, or do you want to venture out somewhere or something, or?
Yeah, no, downtown's kind of pricey.
Mm-hmm. I just want to see who's winning this game real quick. Before we put the crime shows on. I kind of want Philly to win this game. I'm sick of Jimmy Butler and Miami Heat. But Jimmy Butler's overrated to me. Joel Embiid looks hurt. He looks like he's hurting. 59-53, Miami. Third quarter. I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go put the game on the other TV, too, and then we'll put crime on this one. Or what you want to put on this TV? New CNN? Crime? Crime? Okay, we'll find some crime, and I'll go through the game on the other channel. This is DBJ once again. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Truly appreciate it. Please stay safe out here. Tell somebody you love them. And go do some good for somebody, right? And until the next one, just gonna say peace. And go do some good for somebody if I haven't said that already. Peace, everybody. Until the next one. And enjoy the music on the way out as always.